Shabbat Shalom. Before I do the Torah, I got an email and I'd like to read that. I think it kind of goes along with the Torah study today. Anyway, it's from Susan Hage, the president of Abundant Hope International. It says, Del and Jean, can you give me any insight on Reform Judaism? Yesterday at the temple and today at the Episcopal Church, she is itinerating, which means she's speaking around to different churches, and she'll be doing that for the next 10 months. And organizations. This evening, a dinner of 15 people of various beliefs. Between the Jewish and the Episcopalian couple, I am staying in a house filled with icons of Catholic, Christian, Buddhism, New Age, Cherokee spirits, and others. Bill is Jewish and accepts Jesus as Jewish, but not as Lord. Jennifer believes Jesus and Mary are equal, and all other religions have good and embrace them all. She hears from her dead Cherokee mother. I am meeting with Christians in quotations that are their friends who embrace Jesus, Buddha together, healed through Aurora, accept all religions, several high-ranking military men, strong women, executive doctors, and lots of high degrees of all kinds. More are planning to bring friends throughout this week. Some are seeking to introduce me to many with money influence. Catholic, Jewish, Presbyterians, healers, converted Jews, non-religious, and couples true and a couple of true believers. I feel like I am in a minefield. There's a genuine interest and a desire to help. I am truly in the world, but not of it. I am afraid that that's the way it is. I wrote her back and later I've talked to her, but I said, we are praying for you. You have found yourself right in the middle of the devil's playground, the New Age. Unfortunately, that's where we are. The blessing before learning the Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through his holy commandments and has commanded us to actively study Torah. Please, Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouths and in the mouths of all your people. May we and our offsprings and our offsprings and all the offsprings of your people, may we all together know your name and study your Torah for the sake of fulfilling your desire. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to his people. Amen. And today's parashah, Shalach, and I will read the English. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, send forth men, if you please, and let them spy out the land of Canaan, that I give to the children of Israel. One man each from his father's tribe shall you send, every one a leader among you. And we read that right off as God's telling him to do that. But remember, word translates word. So we're not seeing the whole picture right here. But also, I have a little poem. Shalaklaka, means send for yourself. Send scouts to spy on the land. Beware of giants who control the sand. And yet, on the other hand, your sorry generation has disobeyed my judge, has disobeyed. So now my judgment cannot be swayed. You'll die in the desert with bodies decayed, while your youngsters wear zitzits with garments unfrayed. Who did Moses send? The leaders, men, the people we listen to. Who are we listening to? We need to make sure who we're listening to and what information we're going to get from them. Sometimes the information may be a little skewed. Those giants may have only been 6 foot and not 10 foot 10. You know, that email I got, those people aren't listening to the right ones. They're not. And what happened? Well, they came back and they told the people, except for two, Caleb and Joshua, how bad it was. And what time of year were they sent? The best time, the harvest time. God's timing is good. We can't forget that. But what we do is we get in the way of that. We do. Let's turn over to Deuteronomy 1. 22 to 24. And now we'll get the rest of the story. All of you approached me and said, let us send men ahead of us and let us spy out the land and bring word back to us. The road on which we should ascend and the cities to which we should come. The Lord didn't decide that they should send spies. They decided. The people said, send spies to scope out the land to which we're headed. The people said that. God went ahead and fulfilled their wishes. What did Moses say? Sounds good to me. We see where the plans originated in the hearts and minds of the people. They had not put their trust in the Lord. And what had happened? People came that they respected and told them a different story than what the Lord wanted. And guess what? They're just like the people that Susan's seeing. They're going off in all directions. So finally God said, if that's what you want to do, then that's the plan. I think God, as I said, wanted them to see the land at its best. But all they could see is the giants. It's kind of like you can't see the forest because of the trees. That's exactly what's happening here. But guess what? The same thing can happen to you and me. If we set our own agenda, we demand our own way, God very likely will say, okay, if that's your plan, go ahead. Think it over. Think about what you're doing. Think if it's God's way. That's why the wise Christian will pray always, not my will, but your will be done. Lord, here is how I see it, but please guide me and adjust it, modify it, and correct it. Shabbat shalom.